Find the flow. Those who flow as life flows know they need no other force. Lao Tzu. A flow state is when your body and mind become one, both deeply focused on the task at hand. Distractions seem to melt away. You're getting more done, and it's the best work you've put out in ages. You don't bother to even look at the clock as the minutes or even hours drift away. While flow is closely related to focus, it's somehow entirely its own thing as well. Getting in the flow is almost like the essence of attention management. You've done everything right. Even the conditions out of your control somehow line up perfectly. You direct your focus on something important, you start working on it, and before you realize it, you have no urge to stop or even slow down. You don't only focus on your task, you enjoy it. Nothing in the world can make you as happy as whatever you're working on in that moment. Why it's important? If the description above wasn't enough to sell you on getting into the flow, then consider these benefits of a flow state. Greater enjoyment and fulfillment. Unparalleled concentration. Greater sense of clarity. Release negative emotions. Self-doubt, fear, and worry melt away. Better performance. Helps regulate your emotions. The whole point of this guide, and attention management in general, is to help you direct your attention towards tasks that will improve your life. Getting into a flow state is the ultimate expression of that. It is your brain's most productive state. Entering a flow state. One of the biggest differences between focus and flow is our ability or inability to call upon them. When we need to focus, we can take steps to focus. However, we can't guarantee to reach a flow state. We can only put ourselves in the best position and hope for the best. The good news is, the more you practice getting into a flow state, the easier it becomes. You can put yourself in the best position by following these rules. 1. Your physical needs must be met. Getting into a flow state requires certain physical needs to be met. You don't want to risk being distracted by something like hunger or hydration. Make sure that you address needs like hunger. Either snack before beginning or have a handy snack nearby you can eat while working. Hydration. Ensure that you're well hydrated when you begin. Have a bottle of water within reach as well. Rest. You should be well rested. You'll have a better chance of reaching a flow state when you aren't battling fatigue. Caffeine. Strategic use of coffee can help you maintain focus and clarity while in a flow state. Do you need to go to the bathroom? Make sure you go to the bathroom before you sit down. There's no worse feeling than just about reaching a flow state before you're interrupted when nature calls. 2. Your mental needs must be met. While some people can feed off negative energy, most of us need a certain calmness to reach a flow state. You should ensure that you're aware of these mental aspects. Calm and relaxed. It's much easier to reach a flow state when calm and relaxed. Stress or worry nagging at you will only hold you back. Be present. We talked about this earlier. It's important to be present in the moment. Take some time to take in your surroundings. Positive thinking. A negative attitude is a surefire way to sabotage your attempts at a flow state. 3. Choose an environment conducive to flow. You want to make sure you choose an environment that helps you get into a flow state. It's impossible to get into the flow when battling your surroundings. Think about things like tidiness. You want a tidy, if not minimalist, workspace to reach a flow state most easily. Less clutter means fewer things battling for your attention. Quiet. The quieter an area, the better for flow state. Music or white noise. If you can't stand the quiet or need something to drown out more distracting sounds, consider a music playlist or white noise like a fan. Distraction-free. We talked about this earlier. Dealing with your internal and external distraction contribute to your productivity. 4. Choose the right time. This is another concept we mentioned before. Try to figure out if any time of the day impacts your ability to get into a flow state. For example, if you find it way easier to get into the flow late at night, use that time to focus on your most important tasks. 5. Focus on a task that matters. It's much easier to get into the flow state when your task matters. The task should be two things: something you care about and something important to your goals. While it isn't required, it's also helpful if you genuinely enjoy doing the task. Also, the key word here is focus. You'll never be able to enter a flow state while multitasking. Choose one important task and focus on that.